Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today over the phone, we're joined by Brett Kobernick from the Utah Avalanche Center. We're going to be giving you this weekend's Avalanche forecast. Brett, always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time again to come talk to us.
Hey, my pleasure as well. I really appreciate you guys having us on and helping us inform people about backcountry avalanche dangers.
So last week when we had you on, we were talking about it. Conditions are starting to stabilize a little bit, but you're still seeing kind of that persistent weak layer up in the high country. Looking at the forecast this week, are we seeing anything different, or are we seeing a lot of the same?
Yeah, so that's a great summary right there. We did pick up some snow over last weekend, a storm that moved through on Saturday. It delivered somewhere in the range of 2 to 4 inches at the top of Huntington Canyon in the Fairview zone and a bit more down in the central skyline. It didn't change the avalanche conditions a whole lot. And actually, since then, we have been seeing quite a bit of stabilization of the existing snow happening. We're dealing with a moderate avalanche danger. This does mean that human-triggered avalanches are still possible, but again, things have been more stable. It's the most stable we've seen so far this year. We are still concerned about those deeper weak layers, but that's going to be more of a concern once we really start seeing some more snow.
And at this rate, who knows when we're going to start seeing more snow, but it's good to see that danger level slowly continuing to go down as we get further and further into the winter season. Now, we were talking a little bit about it before you came on air, but you have a beacon training going on up in the skyline.
Yes, and this is a great opportunity for folks this weekend. You know, one of the first things we always tell people when they're interested in backcountry avalanche safety is get the right gear and know how to use it. So the three pieces of gear that folks should carry if they're serious about traveling the backcountry is a avalanche beacon, shovel, and probe. And so this Saturday at the North Skyline Drive parking lot, that's at the top of Fairview Canyon, it's basically at the corner of State Road 31 and State Road 264, where that intersection is there. I think we start at 8:30, if I'm not mistaken, and we'll be there till about 12 or 1. I think 1 o'clock is actually where we start packing things up. But folks can come up there, and we'll spend an hour or so with them and teach them all the basics about how to use the gear. And this is a really important thing because it's not just owning the gear that's going to keep you safe out there. You really have to know how to use the stuff. And it's not super intuitive. But what we find is that after an hour of instruction, folks will feel a lot more confident in using that gear. And it won't be so intimidating to them thinking about if an accident happens, are they going to be able to use that gear properly? So it's a great opportunity. Show up anytime between 8:30 and 1 o'clock, and we'll spend an hour with you teaching you about that gear.
And you really can't overstate how important it is to know that gear in case you find yourself in a situation where you're going to have to use it. It's better to be safe than sorry, especially when you're dealing with avalanche danger.
Absolutely. You know, I work with this gear all winter long, and on occasion I'm out in the backcountry with my partners, and someone doesn't show up from around the corner, and I'm like, uh-oh, did something happen? Am I going to have to use that gear? Is it time for me to pull this transceiver out and go right now? Am I going to be able to perform decent enough to find somebody? Generally, they haven't been caught in an avalanche, but that feeling of, oh man, it's go time, it's time to use this gear. It really is kind of a scary moment. So being confident with that stuff is really important.
That is extremely true. And then last week we had you on, we talked about kind of that risk-taking aspect of exploring the high country. You know, a lot of these slopes that are more steep in degree, they're the ones that are going to be a little more avalanche prone. You told us last week that with the danger level, you wouldn't really be going near those. With the danger level lowering to moderate, would you start going near those, or would you still try to avoid those slopes?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, what I don't like out there is there's not really any red flags that we're seeing right now. We haven't seen any recent avalanche activity. The snowpack has been quiet. It's not collapsing underneath us. Our stability tests are showing no results. So we're not getting failures with those stability tests. Really, the only clue is that there's still sugary snow at the base of the snowpack. And I just don't trust that stuff. I've seen it so many times where we think things are stable, and next thing you know, get onto a steep slope, and those old facets collapse and produce an avalanche when we least expect it. So while the chances are low, if you do trigger something, it's going to break a couple feet deep. You know, I think you could probably go on to 20 different slopes, steep slopes, and maybe only one of them releases. So you got to kind of ask yourself, you know, do you feel lucky? It's kind of a difficult situation, low probability, high consequence. So you got to ask yourself if it's worth it. And risk is it's a funny thing. It's difficult to think about the risks, what the actual risks are when you're out there on your snowmobile cruising around, and all of a sudden, you know, a half second later, you're like, oh, there's a nice slope, I'm going to hit it. 5 seconds later, you're in an avalanche. You don't have time to think about how your family is going to live their lives without you. It's a consequence that doesn't cross a lot of people's minds. So, you know, what's the risk? How much risk are you actually taking out there? It's a good question to ask.
Yeah, and I like you emphasizing there the high risk or the high consequence of doing something like that, because like you said, lots of people aren't thinking of how this is going to impact their family, especially if they do lose their life to an avalanche. Now, Brett, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
You know, I think the message is that we're seeing more stable conditions than we have right now. It's going to be fairly unlikely that we hear about avalanches this weekend, and we'll just have to wait and see how this snowpack shapes up in the long run. We could see continued stabilization throughout the rest of the season, or we may see dangerous conditions arise once we start getting more snow.
Well, Brett, always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Brett Kobernick with the Utah Avalanche Center, and we were given this weekend's avalanche forecast. And to stay up to date with the most current conditions, you can visit utahavalanchecenter.org. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.